The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra joins forces with Purdue's Black Voices of Inspiration for Gospel Meets Symphony, Saturday night at 7:30 at the Long Center. The orchestra's executive director, Sarah Mummy, and Twana Harris, director of the Black Voices of Inspiration, recently visited WBAA to talk about this collaboration. We have Gospel Meets Symphony, and this is something that must be a first for the symphony. Is that right, Sarah?
Definitely a first for the symphony. Really a first for the area, and something that's really new nationally. I think when we think of gospel music traditionally, at least with contemporary styles, you're really expecting that to be something with piano, organ, perhaps a band along with the chorus. So to see gospel music in an orchestral setting is something really unusual and something new that's finding a lot of success around the country.
So how did your collaboration come about?
It was an obvious fit, really.
Absolutely.
This, you know, came across our radar. The Akron Symphony in Ohio has had immense success with the concept. And so we thought, how can we make this happen here? And of course, Black Voices of Inspiration were a no-brainer for us.
And Twana, your group does tour around the Midwest,
so
people do know your group.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little about the Black Voices of Inspiration, first of all.
Okay.
I was surprised to hear that you've been going strong for almost 40 years.
That's right. This is our 39th year as an ensemble. It's my 10th year with the group, and we have specialized in the music of African-American composers, and over the years we've gone into Broadway music, all sorts of different styles, but of course gospel music and spirituals are something very close to our hearts, and so we're excited about this great opportunity to collaborate with the symphony. We think that this is very groundbreaking, and we just can't wait to see what happens on the 5th.
And there is quite a beautiful musical merge here. You're
mm-hmm.
not just doing gospel.
That's so, right.
Sarah, tell us a little about the orchestral portion of the program.
Sure. We're going to be taking kind of a unique spin. Obviously, there isn't really gospel music written for orchestra alone. So we're going to be kind of sampling from some of the classical genre, some things that thematically fit with the feel of the concert. So the orchestra is going to be playing Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, two movements from Dvorak's New World Symphony, the Largo and the Finale, and also Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. So all things that thematically really fit in with the ideas of the concert and with a lot of the ideals that are expressed through the vocal music as well, but in an instrumental setting.
And that beautiful Largo from the Dvorak Symphony is based on what I understand was originally a Black spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
And you also have some newer music from a film, I understand.
We do. John Williams, some of his compositions. We're going to be performing just excerpts from the With Malice Towards None that was featured in the 2012 movie Lincoln.
So a little bit of everything old and new here.
Exactly.
And Twana, one of your group selections will be an excerpt from a church work by someone who was around 300 years ago. Vivaldi?
Absolutely.
We
absolutely. We are so excited about featuring a duet from the Vivaldi Gloria, La Damus Te. It's going to feature one of our incredible soprano soloists over at the BCC. So we're excited about that. We're also doing a spiritual by Richard Jackson that we're really excited about that's entitled Rock My Soul. We've got an original piece that we're going to be sharing, as well as some really, really, really great music that I'm sure that our audiences are very familiar with by Richard Smallwood. Richard Smallwood is one of the most incredible writers in the gospel music industry. He has been in the game for a very long time, and I know that those two selections particularly are very familiar with our concert goers, and so we're excited. It might turn into a sing-along. We don't know. It's going to be that familiar.
Oh, I'm all for audience participation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, tell us about tickets, if they're still available.
They are. They are going fast, I can tell you that. As always, tickets are available through the Lafayette Symphony website, lafayettesymphony.org, or by calling our office.
And that is 742-6463. I have that memorized.
I'm proud of you. That's good.
All right. Sarah Mummy of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra and Twana Harris of the Black Voices of Inspiration, thank you for coming in. It's been fun.
Thanks for having us.